Hopefully we can keep winning games as we get there. We want to be playing our best football at the end of the year. So that's where we need to be.
Was last week kind of a breakout, though? Maybe an indication of good things to come?
We'll see. I think one game, I mean, it can tell you a little bit, but it doesn't tell you much. You got to come back and do it the next week and the week after that to be considered where we want to be. I mean, that's what we were able to do last year, and that's where we need to get back to.
You guys haven't been able to get that long home run play nearly as often as last year. How frustrating is that? How much did you just resign yourself to that's what the defense is trying to prevent?
It's not too frustrating. Throughout the game, I'm not thinking about it. I don't think a lot of us receivers are. We're just running what's called and trying to make something happen with what's there. We don't need to force anything. I think we kind of showed that last week, which is by running our basic stuff and winning our one-on-one battles, I guess is what it comes down to. And then we just need to make more maybe with yards after the catch, which we had some good yak last week and need to continue to move that forward.
Jordy, after the game, Mike said something about receivers played more physically in this game than was that a point of emphasis going into the game, to be a physical after the catch?
Yeah, they're honest all the time about that. I think that's mainly just when, you know, teams want to press us. They're going to try to be physical with us, and we got to do the same back to them and maybe create a little extra spacing by doing so. So that's an emphasis every time we go against a team that's going to press us, and that seems to be the way teams are going to try to play us. So that's what it's going to be.
Jordy, October is really nice in Wisconsin. You guys are going to miss a lot of it being on the road. I mean, talk about just back-to-back-to-back. It's kind of a scheduling quirk, but you've done it before?
Not that I know of. I don't know if we have or not, but we'll take it week by week. I think now that we're being in a rhythm of Sunday games, that's honestly how a lot of us look at things, just one week at a time. Don't look too far forward and just get in a grinding mode of this week's the Colts, and then we'll deal with next week when it comes. And if it happens to be another road game, we'll get on a plane and go play somewhere else.
Is the regularity of the schedule not being Sunday games, is that a big deal to the players? It seems like the coaches, they want to be on that routine. Does it matter?
It's nice to get into a routine. There's less to think about, you know, what we got this day, or cramming extra stuff into a short week, or getting a long week and then dealing with days off and stuff like that. So I enjoy getting into a routine and just kind of get everything smoothed out and just get rolling.
The individual coverages for you change when Jennings is out or dinged up?
Not that I know of. It's the next man up. I think that's how the whole team goes when anyone gets banged up. With Greg, I mean, we want him back as soon as possible. He's got to get healthy as soon as possible and make sure he's ready to go full speed. So when he's out or when anyone else is out, someone else has to step up, fill in that spot, and go out and make plays. We have faith in everyone on our team to do that, and we expect that from you.